IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
کشورهای اسلامی از تفرقه همشون ضرر میکنند و از اتحاد همشون سود میبرند.
All Islamic countries lose from discord and all of them profit from unity.
And I think this is an obligation, an obligatory duty for any Muslim to step forward for the sake of unity.
And we would have to look at leaders' advice.
Viewpoints.
According to the view of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei.
From IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints, I'm your host Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today we have with us Sayyid Mahdi and Sheikh Ali. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Gone are the days of imperialism, of colonialism, where the world was divided into two major world powers. You had the communist power in the east and you had the capitalist power in the west, and the rest of the world was made to choose which of these two powers to belong to. At this point in history, the Islamic Revolution came striding gloriously onto the scene, onto the global stage, and said, no, we're here too. We have a voice as well. Islam has a solution to the world's problems. Now, when the Islamic Revolution came, this is 40 years ago, now that we've traversed 40 years, we have seen the manifestation of many blessings that the Islamic Revolution has brought with it. Now, what are these blessings? This is a question that I'd like to open up, and I'd like to go to Sayyid Mahdi first.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. This second phase of the Islamic Revolution, the manifesto by Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, is really a beautiful testament filled with knowledge and spirituality and intellectualism. It's really very beautiful, and as always, we encourage the listeners to go ahead and read this manifesto for themselves. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, he talks about certain blessings that the Islamic Revolution brought about in the Islamic Republic of Iran. An interesting point before we start to list these different blessings is that this Islamic Revolution that occurred in the nation of Iran is not limited to the nation of Iran, as it is an Islamic revolution. It is universal and it is applicable to all the nations of the world, and most especially the Muslim nations of the world. So when we do go ahead and list these blessings that the Islamic Revolution had for the nation of Iran, we can safely say that if Muslim nations were to adopt this Islamic Revolution, they will also be able to benefit from these type of blessings. As the leader of the Islamic Revolution, he says that the Islamic Revolution, it brought amazing advances for Islamic Iran. And very quickly, you know, we would like to ask the Muslims of the world, where are the other Islamic nations? Where is the Islamic Iraq, or where is Islamic Syria, or where is Islamic Pakistan, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe Sheikh Ali will agree with me that it is only when this type of Islamic revolution happens in a nation will it lead to a Islamic Pakistan or an Islamic Iraq, as it has led to an Islamic Iran.
Right, and just to clarify and explain, you know, what you mean by this type of means anything that is built on the foundation of Islam.
Because right? Pakistan is known as the Islamic Republic.
Republic
as well.
Of Pakistan, right? So, you know, there are different areas in the world which are highly and densely populated by Muslims. Mm-hmm. Right? So this revolution, in a way, can be that role model that the other nations can look up to,
right,
in their own struggle, in their own regions. And this is a blueprint. Mm-hmm. Remember, when the Islamic Revolution came about, there was no sample to present. There was no example to present. Mm. There was no role model, right? They had to just, you know, play in the dark.
Yeah.
Right? But now the nations of the world, they have an edge. They can actually look at the success factors of this revolution, learn from it, and understand that Islam has the solution for the nations of the world to develop and move forward.
So very briefly listing these blessings that the Islamic Revolution brought to Islamic Iran, there are seven. So the first one is defense capabilities. The second one is scientific and education. The third one is social development and participation of the people. Number four is political development and intellectualism. Number five is distribution of resources. Number six is enhanced spirituality and ethics in society. And number seven is rising up against the bullies, thugs, and arrogant powers of the world. These are the seven blessings that Sayyid Ali Khamenei has listed as blessings that the Islamic Revolution brought for Islamic Iran.
Guys, let me tell you this. These are, you know, just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
These are those seven blessings that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, has decided to mention in his manifesto, and hence we are going to be focusing on these only. That too in a very limited amount of time, we will have to just touch and go.
Cool.
So yeah, what we're going to be expecting from you all, the listeners, is that you go out on the internet, you can log on to Khamenei.ir, you can go to purestreammedia.com. You know, you just go out and look for this manifesto and read through it. It has been translated in English, right? So for those of you who are interested in really understanding what this manifesto is all about, the spiritual aspects of it, the material aspects of it, the progressive development aspects of it, all of that is there. You have to read through it. But we will, you know, touch and go on these blessings.
And by the way, this whole concept of the second phase of the revolution, the manifesto itself, it's getting bigger and bigger. There's more noise actually.
Correct.
Increased.
Correct.
Was there a Wikipedia page previously?
I'm not sure. I didn't get to Google
it. Well, I just Googled it, and there's now a Wikipedia page. I didn't notice this before. If you just type in second phase
of
the revolution.
So what's going to happen is, because this is pertaining to the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, which is the next 40 years, throughout, especially in the first decade, there's expected to be a lot of work done on this manifesto, right? Not just theoretical level work. We're talking like even materializing many of those recommendations that we're going to be talking about in future that the leader has mentioned. Those recommendations are actually going to be manifested in the societies, in this very world. So guys, buckle up, right? This is something really exciting. This is something really forward moving and advanced. And you better connect to it as soon as you can.
Right.
Let me just quickly, you know, go to the first blessing that the leader has mentioned and Sayyid here talked about, the defense capabilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how Iran was back in the day, right? Because our case study is focused on Iran here, naturally, right? We're talking about Islamic Revolution. You look at Iran, how it was back in the day in the time of Pahlavi kings, right? The monarchs, right? The dictators. It was weak like a spider's web. And it was one of the very strong, you can say, bases of the Western powers in this region.
Right.
So they were actually looking at Iran as one of their watchdogs, the way they're doing it to Israel today. Back in the day, it used to be Iran. Right? Now, under those circumstances, when the Islamic Revolution came about, there was an 8 years war that took place.
Right.
This 8 years war that was led by Saddam Hussein and was backed by more than 70 countries of the world, right? They were bombing Tehran, for instance. And you know what? Revolutionaries were not able to respond to it because they didn't have no ammunition. They didn't have any defense capabilities.
Wow.
So according to the leader of the Islamic Revolution in another speech, he says that all we could do was to just stand there, look at these huge planes flying over Tehran and dropping bombs at our homes and killing innocent people.
Right.
Now, after 40 years, you know, just fast forward. Today, we see that American drone, 220 million American drone, the most expensive bird in their warehouse.
Right.
It flies into, it attempts to fly into Iran, and right at the border from air to from land to air missile, it's brought down. This is something in less than 40 years.
You know what's funny about that? They tried to deny it. Trump's tried to say, it never happened.
It's all over in the media. And
it never happened.
Exactly.
It couldn't happen.
Because they're embarrassed. They're ashamed. They want to show that, okay, we're strong.
Yeah.
But they're not. And this is where, you know, we have to understand the power of the Islamic revolution today. Alhamdulillah, because of this revolution and because of the leadership of this revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, moving on to this stability.
If I can just add really quickly to the first one, what's interesting is all these capabilities are domestic. You know, as Sheikh Ali said that these people, they didn't even have a single missile to defend themselves right. from these missiles that were coming from Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And so everything that they have done in this defense capability is domestic. They did it themselves, mm-hmm. right? And again, you know, because we're saying that this Islamic revolution is an international thing, it is a universal thing, it can be applied to any Muslim country.
Right.
I mean, look, for example, at Saudi Arabia, who is forced to buy billions of dollars of weapons from, you know, Western countries who are just milking them, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, they have nothing, yeah. right? But here the Islamic revolution, based on domestic capabilities, was able to exceed to this extent where they are dropping the most expensive and the best bird that the Western powers have in their arsenal.
It was the most advanced drone, which is the cutting-edge technology of today's time and age.
It was huge, yeah.
Right? Even Yemenis are doing it, by the way. And, you know, just imagine your high school days or your middle school days. You know, somebody just holding your hand, an elder brother, and you know, teaching you how to fight the bullies. How would you feel? This is how Iran is right. in the Islamic world today.
Mm.
So quickly moving on to blessing number two, which is the scientific and education, the blessings of the scientific and educational, you know, endeavors. Here the leader talks about development in the field of science and technology.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Back in the day, if you look at how Iran was, it was all goods. Everything was being imported into Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they've gotten to a point where they are making their own missiles, for instance. They are making their own, I don't know, even small little things like vacuum cleaners, right? They're making their own microwaves, right?
Right.
So, you know, Iran has moved on in this scientific and education field a lot in the last 40 years.
And just an observation living here in Iran, whoa, all the time these guys are building. Even during the protests, the so-called protests, which were actually riots just recently,
right.
people were building and planting flowers in the streets and the workers were out there, mm-hmm. you know, doing their thing. And yeah, I mean, it's very clear.
In this whole scientific arena, Iran has actually created the vital economic and constructional infrastructures, mm-hmm. as the leader puts it. Then there are several thousands of knowledge enterprises.
Right.
These are all the things that we don't have time to get into. I wish we had. But, you know, this is something to give you an idea of where this Islamic revolution is standing today. There's several thousands of infrastructure and necessary projects in the areas of civil engineering and transportation, industry, power, mining, healthcare, agriculture, and water.
Sheikh, in my opinion, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if this continues like this, Iran's going to be unstoppable.
This is what the thing is. Today, if you look at where Iran stands, it is a regional power. And we're not far from the day when we can easily and comfortably say that it is a world power.
Wow.
Or at least amongst the world powers.
Right.
Right? And this all depends on the Muslims out there. The Muslims have to understand what Islamic Iran has to offer. Islamic Iran is not just another country that was before the revolution where, you know, Iranians are living, Shias are living, Sunnis are living. No. Islamic Iran is the hub of this Islamic movement in today's time and age.
Right.
And this is what the sooner the Muslims realize this point, the sooner we will get to that stage where we're leading the world. You know, just last 2 points quickly for this blessing number two. Millions of university graduates and students every year.
Right.
Right there. Yeah. It's growing so fast. And again, if you compare to the pre-revolution time, how many boys and girls were studying at the colleges and universities?
It was ridiculous.
You would see like an insane amount of, you know, increase in that number. And that is actually being promoted even in the remote areas of Iran.
Mm.
You know, last but not the least is that thousands of colleges and universities, You know, the physical colleges and universities, there were very few of them before the revolution. And now if you look at it, there are, alhamdulillah, too many, and they keep growing.
And just to add, for example, you know, it's not just your basic equipment that is being made in Iran. They have made huge developments in the nuclear fuel cycle, nuclear medicine, stem cells, nanotechnology, uh-huh. Yes. Biotechnology, right? I mean, they are really at the forefront of these very advanced sciences. And mind you, as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, it is stemming from the Islamic Revolution, and it is the Islamic Revolution which has brought these great advancements and the hard work of the Iranian nation as well, right? And, you know, we need to keep into consideration that they've been under sanctions, heavy, right. heavy how, sanctions how for 40 years. Right, yeah. This is really a miracle in the
and
modern
day. And that we talk
age.
About, you know, because sanctions have to do a lot about the with the economy. When we get to the economy part, we're going to get into more details on how Iran did it, even when they were subjected to all these cruel sanctions and unjustified sanctions. We'll talk about it.
Dear listeners, that's all we have time for. If we manage to accomplish this much in just 40 years, imagine where the next 40 years are going to take us. From myself, from Sayyid Mahdi, and from Sheikh Ali, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Palestine, tomorrow will be free.